And back with us for the second week in a row is our great friend from CBS Sports. He also works for NFL Network, Solomon Wilcots. He will be on the call for CBS with Kevin Harlan for Sunday's game in Indianapolis. And I'll tell you this, Solomon, as superstitious as people are in the National Football League, the Browns getting their first victory of the year with you and Kevin on the call last week for the Cincinnati game. Guess what? I think they're going to try to put in the request here, and you're going to, regardless of the network, you got to be present.
Well, you know, it's quite okay. As you well know, I've spent a lot of time in the off season with the Cleveland Browns, having done their draft for the NFL Network. Spent time in minicamp training. I feel like I know this team. I feel like I live with this team, and it was really a pleasure to watch them get their first win of the season. Such a young crop of players, almost growing up before my eyes.
Yeah, what did you see? That's a great way to put it. Young people growing, maturing in front of all of us. But specifically, what were some of the steps that you saw this team make that impressed you the most, Sally?
Well, other than Brandon Weeden turning 29 the day he gets his first NFL victory, there were other things, as you mentioned, that pointed to signs of growth. I think more significantly, Josh Gordon, you and I have talked about him, and I felt that them using the supplemental second-round pick, using their pick for the upcoming 2013 draft on Josh Gordon, that he had to pay huge dividends this year, that he had to play well, and then 2 weeks in a row he does it. He gets a 71-yard touchdown pass from Weeden to get into the end zone, and now he's leading the league with 22 yards per catch. Mm-hmm. So, and watching him grow, watching the defense improve with the return of Joe Hayden, both cornerbacks had interceptions in the game, Sheldon Brown and Hayden both. And the offensive line, I thought, really won the day against a really good Cincinnati Bengals defense who came into the game leading the league with 18 sacks.
Right. And, you know, it's interesting how you talk about the not only the maturity of these young players, the rapid maturity, at least as we saw in that game, but it's been coming around. And you and I talked about this last week, how critical that game really was for the Browns, how important it was to get that win. All wins are critical, and you know, if they were 0-6, then this week would be even more critical. But we knew where they stood at 0-5 and how important it was to change the narrative, number one. But number two, to have that mindset, that maturity for this young team to understand how critical it was.
Oh, absolutely. And you talk about changing the narrative. You know, they had snapped an 11-game losing streak, and they also had snapped a 12-game losing streak with inside the AFC North Division. The fact that this is a team that the week before couldn't weather the storm against New York during that three-minute span where they've given up all those points, allowed the Giants to come back. They sort of weathered the early storm against the Bengals, got on top early in the game after Jermaine Gresham set sail on a 55-yard catch. The young team sort of righted itself, particularly in the second half of the ball game. And we talk about growing up. Since when would they lose one of their top players like Trent Richardson, and then a Montario Hardesty comes in and lifts the team? You don't see the production drop off. In fact, he's able to get into the end zone. I think that's a sign of a young team growing up. They didn't wilt under the pressure of adversity as they had in previous weeks.
Solomon Wilcots joins us. He will be on the call for CBS with Kevin Harlan for Sunday's television coverage of the Browns at Colts. And you talk about weathering storms and dealing with adversity. This has not been the easiest year in any respect for the Browns, including the timing of the ownership transfer from Randy Lerner to Jimmy Haslam. Of course, Jimmy Haslam approved by the league officially on Tuesday and then promptly announcing that Joe Banner is going to be the new chief executive officer of the Browns. So a lot, and Mike Holmgren would be retiring. The president will be retiring at the end of the season. All of that happening in a week when you're, again, preparing for game number 7 of the NFL season. From a former player's perspective, Solomon, how do you handle distractions like that? And this team being as young as it is, what are your thoughts about the impact in that regard?
See, I think, I don't know, and you are in the building as well. I don't know that it's as big of a distraction inside the building as it is outside of the building, where the change appears to be a sudden shift. But Mr. Haslam, as you well know, has been present on the practice field. He's been around the players. He's already been introduced that. Really, Tuesday was more of a mere formality of a changing of the guard, sort of a ceremonial passing of the baton. But as you well know, his presence has been felt in the building, and Mike Holmgren's going to be around a little bit less. But other than that, I think for the players, there's no real change there. It's just, it'll be a different name on the check each week. That's about all it amounts to. But as you know, in the National Football League, the work of everyday grinding and getting ready to play a game and practicing, that part doesn't change. And because Mr. Haslam has kind of already had the introduction with players and coaches and has been around, I think it's kind of business as usual right about now.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And you sense that, although for their part, Jimmy Haslam and Joe Banner, when they were in the building together this week, made a point of talking with the players and not only introducing themselves officially, although, as you mentioned, Jimmy Haslam's met the players on this team, or certainly most of them, but Joe Banner, getting that introduction. And I think the key message is, don't be distracted by this all. And here's the other thing that was talked about heavily is the reaction of the fan base to last week's win. And how big that was, how important that was for Cleveland. But the thing that resonates with me, not only the enthusiasm over seeing the win itself, but the completeness of it as well. And I'm thinking that, finally the Browns understand what it means to play a total team game.
I think you talked about the timing of the win. It was the perfect time to get that first win, just before meeting your new owner, your new CEO. If you're Chris Gokhan, if you're Sheldon Brown, having played in Philadelphia, you don't need to be introduced to Joe Banner. He already knows you. Mm-hmm. I think there are some good things there where there are players in that locker room who can talk and speak to the character of the people who are now coming in the door if it's Joe Banner. But you're right. I think these players are growing up, but I think the fans are sort of growing to know this team, to trust the players, and how about to trust some of the moves that Holmgren and Coach Shermer have done, and Tom Heckert as well, to be honest with you. And it was the right move to maybe trade that pick for Julio Jones. It was the right move to use those picks to usher in a renaissance on offense, whether it's the quarterback Brandon Weeden, the running back Trent Richardson, Mitchell Schwartz at right tackle, and Josh Gordon, four of those rookie starters on offense. Now beginning to sort of take hold, pay some dividends. The timing was right, but also I think the believability factor has now gone up because now those moves are beginning to bear good fruit. People were kind of waiting to see some signs of that bit, and I think it finally came.
As we look at this matchup on Sunday, and you see a rookie quarterback that the Colts have in Andrew Luck, seeing him perform, of course, much better, have his breakout game against the Packers, followed by a dud by him and the entire team in a lopsided loss to the Jets a week later. But really the story of that game, the Colts' inability to deal with the Jets' rushing attack and a very banged-up Colts defensive front, and that contributing to the problems of the Colts' offense because you had the Jets just kind of controlling the tempo and then you have Andrew Luck, getting one-dimensional, not having having the pressure, not having the ability to really scan and handle things back there. I wonder if you look at this Browns team with a presumably healthier Trent Richardson and the ability to get their running game going, number one, and number two, a defense that could probably turn up the heat, should be able to turn up the heat on Andrew Luck.
I totally agree. The Colts have been much better at home than when they have been on the road. What I'm seeing with Dick Geron's group on the defensive side with the Cleveland Browns, they're getting better. They're getting better every week. I think Joe Hayden coming back has made them remarkably better in terms of what they're now able to do on the back end. I just think that they're a team that's continuing to improve. And now, right now, I think the Cleveland Browns obviously only have one game. I think they're capable of going there in there and getting a win. If you were to look at the players surrounding the quarterback there, if a Brandon Weeden had himself a Reggie Wayne, how much better does that make him? I mean, not that the receivers that he has isn't bad, but none of them are Reggie Wayne and have the pedigree that he has. Does he have defensive ends like a Robert Mathis, and a Dwight Freeney. To be able to have players around you that have some veteran leadership that have won a lot of games, I think that's what a rookie quarterback needs. But Brandon Weeden didn't have the luxury of walking into that. He inherited the youngest roster in the National Football League. It just tells you the dynamic that Brandon Weeden is playing against as opposed to what some of these other rookie quarterbacks are having to play with.
Yeah, great points, great points. And, again, very happy that you're on the call for this game. We'll see if that continues to be a good luck charm for the Browns, Sally.
I'll do my part, Vic, okay? How about that?
not bad for a former Bengal, too. He is Solomon Wilcots from CBS Sports, also from NFL Network. Again, he'll be on the call with Kevin Harlan for Sunday's game at Indianapolis between the Browns and the Colts. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.